USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden appears to be willing to remove a push for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage as part of his COVID relief package. In an interview with CBS News that will air on Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe the wage hike will survive the budget reconciliation process and that he's ready to push for a standalone bill. But some members of the president's party are insisting the wage hike remain in that bill. Representative Ro Khanna of California is one of those congressmen, telling MSNBC that it would be a mistake to take the provision out of the COVID relief package.
We have to fight this and make sure it's in reconciliation. It would be a colossal mistake not to include this in the package. The House can pass it with $15, and then we ought to, in conference, insist that it's in the final package. I don't think we should unilaterally strip it from this bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Liz Cheney over her vote last month to impeach former President Trump. The censure document said that Cheney voted to impeach without President Trump being given due process. Following the vote, Cheney released a statement saying she was honored to represent Wyoming and would continue to work on the issues that are important to the people of the state. Cheney also survived a vote earlier this week to remove her from her position of leadership among House Republicans. She remained conference committee chair Wednesday by a 145-61 vote. California Governor Gavin Newsom says new guidelines for indoor church services will be issued after the Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on services as a COVID-19 restriction. The court ruled late Friday that the state's bans violated religious liberties. The rulings say California cannot completely ban services, but can enforce restrictions on the number of attendees as well as restrictions on singing and chanting during the service. The governor's office says they plan on enforcing the restrictions that the court left in place. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's glad to be kicked off her committee assignments as punishment for pushing conspiracy theories online. She reminds the Republicans who voted against her that she still has the support of former President Trump.
I hope that my Republican colleagues really think about what they've done. I'm sure they're going to hear from their voters at home because the base is loyal to President Trump.
An Oscar-winning actor with a career that stood the test of time has passed away. USA Radio Network's Jeremy Scott takes a look back.
Christopher Plummer, who was known for his starring role in the 1965 musical The Sound of Music, has passed away at the age of 91.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Plummer appeared in countless productions over the decades, but it was his role opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music that made him a star.
Fräulein, were you this much trouble at the Abbey?
He was the oldest actor to win an Oscar in 2012.
My mother once predicted that I would have to wait to be a very old man before receiving recognition in our profession. She was absolutely right, of course.
According to his manager, Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with wife Elaine Taylor by his side. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.